Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, July 21st, 2019. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager and four of our youth who attended a triennium last week are sharing their experiences. Their message is Triennium Sharing. The Old Testament lesson is Psalm 100. The New Testament lesson is Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33.
Our New Testament passage is Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking towards them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amen.
The theme for this year's Presbyterian Youth Triennium was, "Here's My Heart." And we already sung, "Come Thou Font of Every Blessing." But did you know where this hymn came from? We have a little drama that we'd like to present on that about it all started with a teenage boy being a heckler and not on his best behavior. Come on up here. You should stand. Wait, you're not up yet.
Yeah, exactly.
If your speaking line isn't up yet, then chill for a bit.
All right.
Okay, go for it.
All right. This is the story of Robert Robinson. Robert Robinson was born on September 27, 1735, to Mary Wilkin and Michael Robinson. At the age of 8, his father passed away. To make circumstances more difficult, his maternal grandfather, Robert Wilkin, a very wealthy man, cut Robert's mother, Mary, out of his life when she married Robert's father because he was a man of low status.
"Robert, now that you are 17, you are almost a man now. I've arranged for you to move to London and be an apprentice at a barbershop.
"Mother, I know we can't afford it, but I wish I could just stay here and continue my studies."
"I'm a widow and can't afford to keep supporting you. It's time for you to be on your own now."
While in London, Robert didn't live the life his mother sent him there to live. He joined a gang of hoodlums who he would often get drunk with and cause trouble around town.
"Hey, guys, let's go cause some trouble. What should we do?"
"See that fortune teller over there?
How about we get her to tell us a fortune?"
"Oh, that's a good idea."
"Hey, tell us our fortune, and you're going to do it for free."
"You're going to live a long life. You will not only see your children grow up, but your grandchildren as well."
"If I'm going to live to see my children and grandchildren, I have to change my way of living. I can't keep going on like I'm going now."
On December 10, 1755, Robert went to hear a famous evangelist preach, George Whitefield. Upon hearing him, Robert's life changed forever.
"Oh, my hearers, the wrath to come, the wrath to come. I better turn my life around and help others to do so as well. I will become a minister and preach the gospel."
Robert did become a minister. First in a Baptist church, then a Methodist church, and later on, denominations. Once his church had 1,000 people in attendance, it was around this time he wrote the famous hymn, Come Thou Fount. As years went by, Robert's life became unstable, and he lost faith. His beliefs and trainings seemed of little importance to him. He spent many years away from the church. Years later, at his lowest point, he met a Protestant socialite one night while sharing a carriage.
Come thou font of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never failing, call for hymns of loudest praise.
Hey, sir! What do you think about the lyrics I was just saying? Don't you just love this hymn?
What do I think of it? Well, actually, I wrote it.
Oh my goodness! You did? I just recently became a Christian because of the words of this hymn.
I'm not the same person I was when I wrote it. I've drifted so far away from Jesus and can't find my way back.
But, I mean, don't you see? The way back is written right here in the third line of your hymn. Streams of mercy never ceasing. Those streams are flowing even here in Paris tonight.
Technical difficulties. That night, Robert recommitted his life to Jesus. Somehow, Robert had found his way back through the words of a hymn that he had wrote so many years ago. He was lost, but now he's found.
All right. Come on up here. So, if you don't remember these guys, some of you do, you remember when they were much shorter than they are now? But
yep.
They got tall, and they got deep voices.
Hi, Wendy.
And they got to go on this experience with, there were 5,000. There were 4,000 high school youth and another probably 1,000 adults and support folks around at Purdue University all week, and I've asked them to share just a little bit. It's kind of hard to sum up this huge experience, but I've asked them to share just a little bit. So the first question, what was the weather like?
Hot.
And?
Hot.
And humid.
And?
Hot.
Pass the mic. What did you notice? Like, how'd your body feel? Like,
It felt very sticky. It was terrible. The weather was like 90 degrees, but it felt like over 100 because of all the humidity. And we had no AC in the dorm. So.
Yeah. It was pretty crummy. And then, what? Like, did you have to like just be in the AC, or did you have to like walk like places?
You had to walk everywhere.
You had to walk like all over campus, like for the entire 4 days that we were there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, my feet are a little sore.
Yeah.
Okay, so other than the hot, right, and the no AC, and other than the awesome food in the dining hall, what are you going to remember about Triennium?
I'm going to remember sharing, like, getting all these pins from different states. So, yeah. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to remember all the friends I made and the shared experiences we all had while up there.
Same as Forrest.
I'm going to remember the worship because that was really cool.
Yeah.
That was.
Can you say a bit about what happened at worship?
It was like a really big room with like really loud speakers.
And they actually had air conditioning.
Yeah. And all the preachers were just super cool and they had really good sermons.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's like 5,000 of us in this, you know, like where you'd have like an auditorium, like where you'd have a stage and everybody's like singing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And like waving your arms for energizers at the same time. So, yeah, I really appreciated sort of the unity of what it's like when 5,000 people all focus your energy with the same direction and it's loud. But it's not just the loud of the music coming through the speakers, it's the loud of young people yelling out, "I love God!" at like the top of their voices, and other people going, "Yeah, me too!" Which is just inspirational. You just can't hang out with it. So while we were there, you noticed we brought our pins. So I asked you to talk about, like, what was your favorite pin when you were there? So, or if you can show it and describe it.
Well, my favorite pin was probably the Los Angeles pin, which was like, it's like a wave, but it's like a cool wave. From that painting, I forget what it's called. It's called like Stormy Night or something.
Hokusai.
Yeah.
Japanese artist.
All right.
Yeah.
Unlike these guys, they actually brought a lot of their pins. I only brought one. I attached it to my hat, so it might be hard to see. But it says God's Family in Japanese. So, yeah.
My favorite is this one. It's like a hot air balloon, and it lights up. Yeah, that's mine.
Where's it from?
Lighter.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Oh,
okay.
My favorite was the same one that Raymond has right now, but then I lost it on the way back, so, yeah.
My favorite was also the pin from Japan, but my other favorite thing was to give them away, and so he didn't have one. I'm happy to give you one. Somebody else didn't have a blinky one. I gave them a blinky one. There was a photographer running around who wasn't exchanging pins. But, and he didn't have any pins, and I'm like, you just need to have one. So I gave him ours from the redwoods that showed the redwood trees. And it's one of those ways at Trianium that we help people connect and build community. And you're like, whoa, where are you from? What's your pin? Where does spam come from?
That was Minnesota, I think.
Minnesota? Okay, spam from Minnesota?
I got it.
You got it? You got that one from Minnesota? You know, I think you're right. You're right. Spam was Minnesota. And so each one of these pins, like, has a story to it, and we brought our pins as well. I'm already plotting our pin for 3 years from now. We're going to get a redwood branch. We're going to slice it into small rounds, and then you can give you a piece of the redwoods from the Presbytery of the Redwoods. So, great. So, I mean, the whole thing was, here's our heart, and this is a Christian conference. So which part of Trianum most helps you connect with God?
Yeah. Probably all the worship services, because a lot of preachers really said, like, I'm connected with the youth, and just it was really relatable and like empowering.
Mm-hmm. Mine was probably making all the new friends from like different states and stuff like that.
I would say going to worship was like the one thing that really connected me with God. The only problem was sometimes I fell asleep, so I know the other guys, they are kind of guilty of this either. I'm not calling them out, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me it was worship as well, and I also fell asleep a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was super cool.
So, you know, when we were in worship, there was drama and there was music, right? There were songs that we sang together. There was preaching. There were prayers. There was also communion and times that we remembered our baptism. So out of all those song lyrics, preachers, like what part of a sermon or a lyric from one of the songs we sang really stuck with you?
Well, for me, it was definitely the song My Lighthouse, because I really enjoyed like the words and stuff to that. And it was just a pretty cool song.
And what did it say about God?
It said that he's like a lighthouse shining out, and you can find your way back home.
Yeah.
I think mainly for me, it was like the second sermon that we had. Like, there was this person, she came up, she was basically talking about like how people see us, how they want to see us and stuff like that, when they don't really take the time to like actually get to know us, and they automatically judge us because of what our skin looks like or what we wear or anything like that. And when on All Is D, we can honestly be someone completely different from them.
Awesome. Mine was probably, I don't know what the song was called, but it's like, if you have chains, I'm a chain breaker or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what the song was called then.
Chainbreaker. I think it was called Chainbreaker.
My favorite song lyric was Spirit Lead Me Where
Oh, wait, that's not it. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you may lead me. And I think that it's really cool because it shows that that God is controlling our lives and just we're kind of just along for the ride in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite song lyric was, love can change the world. Do we still believe that? And the answer was yes, love can change the world. There was a part in the middle where the high voices would sing, God is love, God is love, and the lower voices would sing, God can change the world. Yes, I still believe that. And when you sing that with 5,000 people, you kind of believe it. So would you, even with the heat, would you recommend in 3 years that, like, the church would still send people to Trianum?
Yes, but bring a fan.
Yes, I do.
Why?
It was a great experience. Besides the heat, of course, and besides the dorms and the heat.
I would definitely encourage everybody who can to go to Trianum because like there's not really a reason not to. It's really fun. Besides the heat, it's like really fun. So
yeah.
I would also encourage people to. Because it's a really good, like, social way and stuff to meet new people from different states and stuff. And especially if you're, like, not the most social person, it really helps a lot.
Yeah. So the cost for each participant to go was $1,100. And from the generosity of the Presbytery of the Redwoods, as well as this church was smart. You are good stewards. Because you set aside $500 every single year to go and then sock it away so that when 3 years comes up, like, there's money in the fund. So what do you want to say to this church that sent you on this experience?
You're the best.
Thank you so much.
All right. Amy was amazing because I texted her photos at about 10 o'clock in the morning last night, and she was able to compile and pull some of them together. So you could just get a glimpse of what we were up to this week.
Never to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear a starry crown. Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down. Sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down. Songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy unchanging love. Thank you.
One of the speakers one night was saying that our young people have it harder than we did when we grew up. I believe that. The world is a harder and harsher place with social media. Everything goes faster. And so there's some humility to come as an adult and talk to young people and say, the world is hard and we kind of screwed it up for you all. And yet the amount of hope that was in the room for young people who are saying, here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. And there's an honesty that we screw up, right? We wander, prone to wander. We talked about the prodigal son and heading out in a different direction. The woman who preached the last day, she found out on Wednesday that she was preaching in front of 5,000 people on Saturday, and she got up and she's like, I don't feel like I'm good enough to be here. Like, I don't know why I would even be doing this right now. But God said, go. And so I went. But I also think that's what we all relate to. Wait, God's going to use my heart? Like, I'm lost. I doubt. I don't know what's going on. I've made some bad mistakes in my life. People are labeling me this, that, and the other. And I'm not good enough. And God still says, I see your heart. I take and seal it, and I send you out in the world. So one of our preachers taught us this. One of the other things I love about Triennium is that you worship God with your whole body. You don't just sit here like the Presbyterian and go, we love you, God, right? Did you see in those pictures? It's like, we love you, God, which is exciting. Yeah, these guys are not showing the excitement, but really, like, we love you, God. They didn't want to teach you an energizer or anything, but right? It was a prayer. Take my heart, Lord. So I'm going to ask you to put your hands over your heart. Take my heart. Like, here's my heart, Lord. Knowing that God, you got to do it with me. You get to do this with me. Where's your heart? Here's my heart, Lord. Knowing that God sees inside your heart and doesn't see all the labels and doesn't see all the presentation and the false mask you put out to the world, right? Take and seal it. Putting your hands out and going, take who I am, as messy as I am, my special gifts, what I have to offer. Take and seal it, but seal it for what? Seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. May it be so. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And let's not just say it, but let's live like we mean it and live like we'll do it. Let us rise and sing.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.